Hi there. The word for you today is develop a passion for your work. In Colossians 3:25, Paul writes, quoting from the Message, being Christian doesn't cover up bad work. John Ortberg writes, and I quote, my friend Andy Chan headed up the placement office for Stanford School of Business, helping graduates find work. He says that someday he wants to write a book called The Myth of Passion. This is the myth that somewhere out there is the perfect job, the idealized calling that fits my soul the way a key fits into a lock. And if I could just find that job, torrents of passion would cascade out of my heart like water going over Niagara Falls. We have this romanticized idea that we'll find job love at first sight. But here's the question. What if you're already in a job that doesn't excite you? Ortberg writes, and I quote, passion for our work is not usually a subterranean volcano waiting to erupt. It's more like a muscle that gets strengthened a little each day as we show up, as we do what's expected of us and then some. Paul wrote, Colossians 3:22, The Message, and I quote, don't just do the minimum that will get you by. Do your best. Work from the heart for your real master, for God, confident that you'll get paid in full when you come into your inheritance. Keep in mind always that the ultimate master you're serving is Christ, the sullen servant who does shoddy work will be held responsible. Being Christian doesn't cover up bad work. That just about says it as clearly as you can, doesn't it? Maybe it would help to put a sign on your desk. For God's sake, do your best. Why? For two reasons. One, because you represent Christ in the workplace. And number two, when you are faithful in small things, He has promised to promote you to greater things.